Yes, sir. Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Off of their album, Rocket Science, that was Gravity Lane. That's a very, very, very cool request for that song. I have not given them their 2 cents of my listening ear. And now that I've heard them through someone requesting a song, I think I'll definitely be giving them more of a listen than I have. Very cool combinations of folk and funk, and whew, that was fun. All right, this hour of programming is brought to you by Across the Way Productions. It is 7 o'clock, isn't it? Across the Way Productions presents Floyd Fest on July 25th through the 28th. Floyd Fest provides a weekend of live music, art, and camping. This event will be held at the Blue Cow Pavilion, located at milepost 170.5 on the Blue Ridge Parkway. More information is available by calling 888-823-3787 or by visiting www.atwproductions.com. WUVT would like to thank Across the Way Productions for their continued support. So, you just heard Bela Fleck and the Flecktones with the track Gravity Lane. Before that was Charlie Parker, no, When We Were Younger by Soja. Before that was Charlie Parker by I'm From Barcelona. That's a really big band, like a 24-piece band or something. And I guess they've got other songs that sort of capitalize on that. It doesn't sound huge in that track, but they're supposed to be a really, really big group. So, yes. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the following counties and areas. Bartow County, Roanoke County, Salem County, and Roanoke City, effective until 7:38 p.m. The National Weather Service has also issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Franklin County, effective until 7:11 p.m. Hopefully you guys are almost out of the woods. And I imagine that will be coming our way. Stay tuned for more National Weather Service announcements. It seems like a pretty severe storm that's blowing through. So if you stay tuned, you'll be sure to hear all about that if that becomes a situation. Getting right along with things, this is First Harvest by Dave Thomas. And as always, you're listening to WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg. Thank you. Dave Thomas with First Harvest, an accordion solo piece without too much tempo, at least not a definitive one which he is constrained to. He's a really expressive accordion player, and I think that piece to him is more emotional than any rhythm can try and dictate. And I think that's why you can't really line up a drum track to that one. This next song, I figure I won't spoil for those who it might be significant to, but I will say this, if you're familiar with Miyazaki films, or if they've ever been a part of your childhood, be warned, this one might give you chills. Thank you. listening to WUVT 90.7 FM in Blacksburg. This is Jan Tiersen, Summer 78 instrumental from the album Goodbye Lenin. WUVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you've had one drink or 10 drinks, if you're driving 100 miles or just 1 mile. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself and somebody else, or somebody else, or yourself and somebody else. So do yourself and everyone else a favor and make sure you don't drive while under the influence of alcohol. Jan Tiersen. Before that was Joe Hisayoshi, Japanese composer and pianist. The track, The Sixth Station, from the Spirited Away soundtrack. Spirited Away is a Miyazaki film, animated film from Japan that hooked up with Disney. Well, the Miyazaki Studios, Studio Ghibli, hooked up with Disney in the early 90s and started releasing Japanese anime films in America. And for a lot of kids in my generation, that was sort of something we grew up with. But it was so different from any kind of rocket power or any of that, you know, Pokemon that we could watch, because it had so much emotional depth that was actually really difficult, at least on my part, to sort of work through and understand as, you know, a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old. And so we sort of watched those back in our day, and then I came back around to watching them at the age I am now, and I've seen almost all of his films, and they hold so much more relevance to me, so much more nostalgic value after having watched them, a lot of them, as a young kid. And so the soundtracks also hold immense nostalgic value. So I hope that caught some of you. Yeah, it's a really emotional one for me, and I really like it, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. Up next is 3055. This is a track from Oliver Arnold's off of his album Eulogy for Evolution. Don't forget, you can call in and make requests. The number here in the studio is 540-231-9888. That's 231-WUVT. Whew. Yeah, that was Time's End by Theophany. A Majora's Mask remixed soundtrack, which I believe is available for free download on Bandcamp. Majora's Mask is a Legend of Zelda chapter video game released on the Nintendo 64 console, which is also my generation's childhood. So really hitting that nostalgia hard this show. The Majora's Mask storyline has to do with a meteor, or actually which I think is the moon, entering the world's atmosphere and gravitational pull and ultimately smashing into it. And, you know, the clock's ticking all the while. You've got, like, so many days to accomplish certain things. And there's this Skull Kid who's sort of instigating the whole thing. He's the antagonist. But you can't, absolutely cannot complete everything you need to complete for the game's storyline within the amount of time you're given. So what you have to do is use your ocarina to play. You can play a number of songs which do a number of things, but the one specific song, which the female actually sang when it was just the female vocals there near the end, which is called The Song of Time, which takes you back in time while still retaining the accomplishments you've made within the game. It takes you back like 3 or 4 days, and then you get to continue to play and try and, you know, beat the clock again and again and again and again. And it goes on like this for quite some time. And that's sort of why you heard some things, some backward-sounding noises after she sang that melody. And at the very end of that track was the Skull Kid's giggle. So, very, very, very intense track. I was really enjoying it, kind of getting chills myself over here. I'm not embarrassed to claim that. Yeah, I really enjoy that stuff. I am a big fan of Legend of Zelda. This hour of programming is brought to you by Across the Way Productions. Across the Way Productions presents Floyd Fest on July 25th through the 28th. Floyd Fest provides a weekend of live music, art, and camping. These events will be held at the Blue Cow Pavilion, located at milepost 170.5 on the Blue Ridge Parkway. More information is available by calling 888-823-3787 or by visiting www.atwproductions.com. WUVT would like to thank Across the Way Productions for their continued support. So I think we're going to move away from this sort of nostalgic and really intense and almost overwhelming genre to some more enjoyable things. I'm going to play Junip, the first track off their new album, which is self-titled. This is called Line of Fire. And as always, you're listening to WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg. Get Innocuous. That was LCD Sound System by request, live at BBC. So that's a live take, no studio audience or anything, but slightly different from the studio version. This is WUVT 90.7 FM, Blacksburg. This is The Lesson. My name is Blake Parker, and I just had to run outside and roll up my car windows. It's getting a little rowdy out there. Some serious lightning and the beginning of raindrops here at the studio. So if you've got some outdoor activities planned for the night, take extra caution. Family Outreach Connections of the New River Valley is dedicated to helping pregnant women, parents, and others caring for young children find the resources that are right for them. For more information or questions, you can call the Outreach Specialists at 540-639-3159. I'm going to play some Gorillaz. This is off of Plastic Beach. Don't forget, you can always call in and make requests. 540-231-9808.
Yeah. somewhere up above the stars.